Hey, this is Steve Bloom, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to All Things Transformers.
Welcome to an all-new generation of All Things Transformers as we get the origins of any and all Transformers fans that we can. I am, of course, TFU and Mike, and today's guest is none other than Patriot Prime himself. So stand at attention and get ready to transform and transcend here on All Things Transformers. Hello, sir. How are you?
I am doing good. How are you this evening, Mike?
I'm pretty good, pretty good. I'm excited for this. I've only recently gotten into your circle. I think it was through Rodimus Primal, probably, most likely, and he'll probably end up being the next episode after you. But yeah, I've watched a bunch of your stuff, and I think it was like a day before I was going to pick up my pre-order, you put out your giant Funko Soundwave video, and I'm like, oh yeah, I can't wait to get that thing.
Yeah, that was just a random walk into GameStop, and there it was. And I'm like, man, I didn't want it, but now that I see it, it shall be mine.
I remember how pissed everybody was. There's only four cassette characters. So when I got it home, I opened them up. Because originally, I didn't think the tape deck was going to open. I thought they were just going to have like two little slots on the tape deck, and you just set the – oh, no. That tape deck opens. I was like, oh, Funko, you guys just got it done right. So
and
I'm
Funko
looking at
gets so much shit.
I know, and I can't stand it.
As soon as I remember, I've posted a couple reviews of some new Funko Pops. I mean, the hate is just how those suck. Yeah, Transformers, not a Transformer unless it transforms. I'm like, yeah but it's still the character.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it's about, is the character. Like, if you want a transformable Generation 1 Shockwave, you can go back to 1984, 5, 6, whenever Shockwave came out, and go get him and transform him. I am 41, almost 42 years old. I am too old and too damn tired to be transforming toys. But I love having them in their little boxes and just looking at the characters.
That's one thing I do got to give Funko props for, is the fact you can take them out, look at them, and put them right back in the box.
Yep. And the thing about the Soundwave everybody was complaining about was like, it's only Buzzsaw, Rumble, Frenzy, and Ravage. And I got mine and I looked at it. I'm like, oh, because Rumble and Frenzy have the back of what they should have on their cassettes. And I thought Buzzsaw was just going to have his. I'm like, holy shit, there's Laserbeak. That's awesome. Yes, very ingenious. And yes, we can curse around here because
that's my favorite way to talk.
I always say, and I've said this, we've been doing that. This is actually my buddy Steve Megatron's podcast, but I'm kind of taking over while he's doing work and real life things. I said to him when we created the Geekcast Radio Network in 2009, I said, I do not make podcasts for children. I do not make podcast. If you're 21 and over, great. If you can drink, fine. You can listen to my podcast. I don't give a shit. I am not making podcasts for children. But at the same time, it's not like we're saying curse words every other word out of our mouth. It's inflections. Like for me, the explicit tag is all about the innuendos and the innuendon'ts, depending on what you innuendon't, you know, that kind of thing. So, all right, we have 25, 26 questions here, all about Transformers. Mr. Patriot Prime, did you grow up with Transformers, and at what age do you remember first noticing the franchise?
1984, I was 11. First noticed the franchise with issue number 3 of the Marvel comic series.
Ooh, you started in the comics and not the cartoon. That's interesting.
Yeah, when I was at TF Con last weekend, that was my goal, was to have Bob Budiansky sign my issue number 3, and mission accomplished. I just ordered a frame for it today. and it's going to hang right here in my collection room.
That is awesome. And now, is that the original issue you had as a kid?
No, that thing was destroyed.
Of course it was. You were a kid.
This is one I actually picked up at Shardacon in 2013.
Okay.
Not many people remember that one and done convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. That was actually my first Transformer convention.
Mm-hmm. So and
that's where I actually got the nickname Patriot Prime, was at that convention.
Oh, tell that story.
I have a tattoo of Optimus Prime wielding the American flag on my left arm. Mm-hmm. I just had it done about a week prior. It was still a little tender. So I went to the convention. I had tank top on. So everybody saw it, and that's the nickname that stuck.
Yeah, I would have thought it was because you'd been in the military.
Well, that was the idea behind the tattoo.
Right.
I got
right.
it when I was 40 years old, and I thought, I want something unique and different. I'm a military veteran, proud American, love Transformers. Boom.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this, and I say it only in jest. It's the wrong Prime. There can only be one chosen one. Yeah. Sorry, I'm a Rodimus boy. Anyway. Well, no.
Got their faults.
Funny guy.
Yeah.
No.
I'm a king at quips and one-liners.
There you go. I do love Optimus. I give everybody a lot of crap because everybody get not you specifically, but everybody in general gives me a lot of crap because I like Rodimus more than Optimus and whatever. Well,
what's funny
but
is I am more of a Megatron fan than Optimus Prime fan.
Their defenses are broken. Let the slaughter begin.
Mm-hmm.
But gray and black just wouldn't look as good on the arm as
Optimus. No. You got to have that pop of color. All right. What Transformers generation is your generation and why?
G1. I'm old.
Oh, come on.
Well, and the way I look at it, there is no one like G1. And we always keep going back to G1. Every new generation of Transformer toys that come out is still an homage to Generation 1. And that's just the way it is. I said, yes, the toys have not aged well. The cartoon has not aged well, but they're still – I mean, if you look at Generation toys now, especially some of the latter year figures, mm-hmm. there's gimmicks that they've done that they have yet to replicate in the modern toys. Look at the Headmasters, the Power Masters. They did good with the Target Masters here recently, but a lot of these I doubt if we'll ever see again, like Pretenders. I would love to see modern Pretenders. I know they could do them now with good robots and shells that actually have articulation, but will we get them? I doubt it.
I don't know what Hasbro is doing, and I said this in the last couple of episodes. May the man rest in peace. I don't know after Brian's death what the next CEO of Hasbro is going to do, what directive they're going to give, if they're going to stay on the same path, or if they're going to branch off into other things. But like you said, it usually always does come back to G1 because that's what sells for the company.
And you look at all the lines that's come out, they always hit 84, 85, 86. You still have 87 through 91. A lot of those characters have not been touched yet.
I would. Okay. So when, and this isn't just because I'm a Rodimus fanboy, but it kind of is. When I saw Commander Class Kingdom Rodimus, I was like, holy crap, I'm 9 years old in 1989 again, and I'm in Key Biscayne, Florida, because I remember this like it was yesterday. We were staying at a hotel down there, and I was sitting by the pool playing with the G1 Rodimus figure. And I look at that new one, and I'm like, it's basically a modern version of that. Why can't we have that with, like, Power Master Optimus Prime? Because you want to talk about an Optimus Prime that I loved. I love the Generation 1 original 1984 figure, but that Power Master Optimus Prime, I played with that thing in the 80s so much.
I lucked out. I think it was the last TF Con, and I got the reissue version that has the God Bomber trailer with it.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Guy sold it to me for $50. He just didn't want to take it home. I'm like, damn, okay.
I bet that was like Sunday or Monday, like when the convention was ending, because that's usually
like Saturday night.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because usually Sunday, everybody's like, Sunday's the deal day at most, not just TFCon, but most conventions, because everybody's getting ready to go home. They don't want to keep any of their stuff anymore. So you get a toy. Just give me whatever money you want to give me for it.
Yeah, I got a couple deals this go around.
Very cool. Very cool. We'll talk about
the cool thing about Power Master Prime is you can still get that vintage figure for around $50 complete, because everybody had it and there's tons of them out there. And he didn't break as easy as the other Power Masters. No. The problem with those figures is little Timmy would lose the Power Master engine and break the figure trying to transform it.
Yep. Poor Timmy. He never knew how to transform his toys. What other generations of Transformers do you like?
New modern line. I guess they call them the Chug figures now.
Okay.
Because I've pretty much, ever since Beast Wars, I've collected every line. But then I had the massive Transformer purge in 2012, got rid of most of everything, all my Beast Wars, all my Armada, except Megatrons and Primes. Always kept the Megatrons and Primes. And then I guess when I started collecting again is when the Classics came out. Mm-hmm. And, of course, then each line you get those reissues or reimaginings of that same figure. So that's pretty much most of my collection now. I love the modern takes. As soon as you think you got the perfect version of this figure, then the next one comes along.
Mm-hmm.
As like Siege Optimus Prime, for example. It's like, okay, he turned into a weird-looking truck, but beautiful figure. And then Earthrise came out, and you're like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just waiting on a good Megatron. And I fully, as a G1er, fully understand that we are never going to have a gun Megatron again. And I think Megatron works as a tank.
Absolutely. I agree.
And these transformations they have with him, where he still looks like the G1 counterpart, looks great. But for God's sakes, Hasbro, learn how to hide his fucking feet. I don't know if you saw recently, I did a review of a KO Siege Megatron, and they actually added hinges in the feet. And
I did see that.
In and they would hide.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know why. And I don't know. I don't work for Hasbro. You don't work for Hasbro. We can, as fans and lovers of the franchise, say what they should do or shouldn't do and things like that. I don't know why they end up doing what they do. And what I love about now versus either 10, 20, 30 years ago, we have the internet. We have streaming events. We have Transformers Tuesdays, Transformers Thursdays, Fan First Friday, whatever the hell they want to call the damn thing for their branding. And what I love it about those things is sometimes you get to see the Transformers people talk about why this was done or that was done versus 30 years ago when, you know, nobody had any access and we were all too damn young anyway. So we just wanted the toys back then. All right. So this one's usually a contender for groaning. Do you like or loathe the Bayverse, or are you indifferent to it?
I'm indifferent. I like part one. I like part three. Mm-hmm. Bits and pieces of the others. Mm-hmm. And the way I look at it is I'm also a DC Comics fan, but I'm not a fan of the DC movies. I like the DC animated movies.
Right.
What I like about them, they are alternate universe. So the way I approach all these Transformers fictions and movies and shows, it's all Transformers from different universes. I can accept that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
My problem with the Bayverse movies, I don't care that the Decepticons look like bugs and you can't tell one Autobot from the next. Write a fucking cohesive story.
That's very true. That is very, very true. Quit focusing
on the humans. I don't want to watch the humans. That's like, to me, Bumblebee is the best live-action Transformers movie that came out. Other than the fact that it didn't have Megatron in it. I mean, the opening credits alone was worth the price of admission.
Yep.
And I like the fact that we were introduced to two new Decepticons that, you know, they weren't characters before. I mean, I think you had the names later on in series, but I loved how they were introduced. They were good characters, very well written. You didn't have a whole bunch of them. The human interaction worked, and I just thought it was a good movie. And now we got this new one coming out with this new, I don't know, my, it seems like there's a lot of Old Bay seasoning in this new movie.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing with Rise of the Beasts, because again, they're trying to combine everything into one thing. And
we'll complain all we want, and we're still going to go see it.
Yeah, probably.
No, the only Transformers movie I did not see in theaters was The Last Knight, because I heard so much shit about that movie. Mm-hmm. I thought, I am going to save my money, and I am going to watch it when it comes out on streaming.
Yep.
I made it 20 minutes into it, and I'm like, this sucks. I'm done.
We don't promote this around here at the Geekcast Radio Network, but I watched a copy that fell off of the back of Optimus's truck online. And
okay, that's how I watched it, too. I wasn't going to say that.
Yeah, well, I don't care. I don't. Like I said, I gave the disclaimer. So, but it's one of those things where, yeah, I, like you, I maybe got 15 minutes into it, and I'm just like, I will watch this later. Now, the first three, I know Revenge of the Fallen is Revenge of the Fallen. The first three I saw in theaters because I am a Transformers fan. I was like, okay, this is the first time, like, especially 2007. And I know it's not a good movie. I get it. It's not about that. It's about, it's 2007. It's been however long it's been since the original, whatever. They're finally giving us a big budget 1987 He-Man, but with Transformers and moving parts and the outsides on the insides on the outsides and whatever. So I gave it a chance and I gave it a shot. I love being able to say that I was able to see the first live action Transformers movie in theaters. That has nothing to do with the quality of what the films actually are.
And I'll admit, I've got those on Blu-ray, and a lot of times when I do pop them in, I just go right to the action scenes.
Yep.
Because they are pretty action scene.
I think I told this to the last guest we had on, Mikey O'Sullivan from Moonbase 2. I said to him, I found a YouTube channel. I think it's called Art of the Film or something. I'll link it in the show notes or whatever, folks. This channel has a video of a combination of from 2007 to, I think, Age of Extinction of just the sound. No vocals, no care, just the sound effects. And I'm like, this is the best way to watch these movies. Is just watch them, watch the events as they happen, but just the sound effects. No other, you know, as much as I love Peter Cullen, as much as I, you know, him or the human cast or whatever, anyway. What was your very first Transformers toy as a kid?
G1 Gears.
Really?
Yep.
Hey, if you guys don't give me my circuit back, I'm going to start kicking Transistor.
All right, Gears, don't get your capacitors in an uproar. There.
So when do we roll out of here? This jungle humidity is giving me a cramp in my chronometer.
Hey, now that's our Gears.
And my pulleys are squeaking again.
All right, let's blast that solar needle and roll out.
I suppose you want me to do that.
Be my guest.
Got him at a Sunday school gift exchange.
Oh, wow. That's cool. I think that's the first time anyone has said Gears at all in this show. I could be wrong, but I love Gears. I really do.
And that Christmas, it was Optimus Prime, Megatron, Soundwave, Ratchet, Sunstreaker, and
Bumblebee.
That might have been it.
Mm-hmm. Very cool, very cool. Now, this is a silly question. By the time the cartoon was on, you were, like you said, 11, 12, 13. You were almost a teenager at that point. But I usually ask this because just to go how much of a young whippersnapper I am, I was 4 when the cartoon came out. So in elementary school, we always used to at recess say, I'm going to be Optimus Prime. And then we would act out whatever. So basically, growing up, did you and your friends ever pretend to play Transformers, say at school recess or anything like that?
Not really. We brought them to school and played with them ourselves.
With the toys, yeah. I mean, we had the toys.
When I was growing up, I lived out in the boonies, mm-hmm. and I didn't get cable, so I didn't get to watch the cartoon as much as my friends. My G1 fiction was Marvel Comics.
Mm. Really? You didn't get regular over-the-air channels out there at all either?
I did, but the Transformers weren't on any of those.
Really? They were in Boston, but anyway. Weird. All right, question 7. Who is your, and I know what the answers are going to be. You get to pick 4, but I know what the answers are going to be for 2 of them. Who is your end-all, be-all favorite character from any Transformers incarnation? You can pick 1 Decepticon, 1 Autobot, and 1 Maximal, and 1 Predacon.
Megatron?
Scientific gobbledygook Starscream.
Megatron.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Optimus Prime.
Autobots, roll!
Inferno.
As you command. My queen.
Oh, I do wish he'd stop calling me that.
Inferno? Oh, wow, cool. I love Inferno. He always gets a raw deal. You do mean Beast Wars Inferno, right?
Or G1, yeah.
Okay.
It's always torn between him and Dinobot because they had some of the best one-liners in that show.
Yeah.
Like one of my favorite Dinobots was, I like to beat my opponents the old-fashioned way, brutally. Mm-hmm. Then you got Inferno. Pain is my friend. Let me introduce mm-hmm. you to him.
Absolutely. Love Inferno. What are some other Transformers characters you like?
Thunderwing, Scorponok. Let's see. I'm sitting here looking around my room now.
Which Scorponok? Beast Wars or G1?
Oh, G1. Especially the way Marvel portrayed him. He was just a brute in the G1 cartoon, but Marvel played him great. Bludgeon. Yeah. Loved Bludgeon. Now, a lot of these are characters that really need to be fleshed out. Like right there, we need a modern Thunderwing figure.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
The Stunicons, they were my favorite combiner team.
They were mine, too. Like, I love the Constructicons. The Constructicons were awesome, but I really dug the Stunticons because they were up against the Aerial Bots, who were my favorite Autobot combining team.
Well, I don't know what it was about the Stunticons. I had them as a kid, and I just liked the idea of Motor Master. I think that was one of the first cartoons that I saw. And remember, their origin story was Megatron was tired of the Autobots kept escaping. You know, he couldn't follow them on the ground. So the idea was to come up with these Decepticon cars, and that was just cool back then because that didn't exist. The Autobots were cars, the Decepticons were military vehicles and weaponry.
Yep.
Motor Master took on Optimus Prime in the cartoon, and they did a head-on collision.
According to Teletron 1, Motor Master should be coming down this road right about now.
Well, look who's here! The old King of the Road! When I'm finished with you, you'll be King of the Junkyard!
Optimus, you're not going to play chicken with that recall model, are you?
He's got no choice, Spike. Motor Master's got to be stopped.
I've been waiting for this a long time, Prime!
And then when I got the Motor Master toy, I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's not exactly show accurate. Those are some toys that I think could use a G1 updating. However, the 2011 BotCon Stunticon job set for animated did a really good job.
Now, I just got at TFCon the Magic Square Stunticons. Have you seen those?
Mm-hmm.
I like how Motor Master is the cab, and he transforms into the robot that looks exactly like he did in the cartoon, yet the trailer can turn into Minasaur, and then you just attach the other cars to him.
Very cool, very cool. That sounds awesome, actually. All right. Now, we don't like being negative, but I do have to ask this question because we asked the ones you like. Are there any Transformers characters you hate?
Wheelie.
Why does everybody pick on Wheelie?
I do not like that cat. I mean, when he first popped up in Transformers the movie, I'm like, what the hell is this?
Who say that?
Friend, find, look behind. You go wrong way. You fool, I say.
Me, Grimlock, fool?
Picture you got. No fool, you not.
Me, Grimlock, no like you.
Anybody else?
I'm thinking. I never really liked Octane in the show. Loved Astro Train. He had the coolest voice. Beast Wars. I know I'm probably going to get some hate for this. Never was a fan of Rat Trap.
Really?
Yeah.
What the gulp, gulp, a boat not cold. You know how I feel about lizard breath.
I don't know. He just annoyed me. Taggartron, he was kind of a hippie. I could not stand, well, I guess can't say a whole series, but I hated the Unicron trilogy. Of course, those are the cartoons that just, they were terrible. They were just that forced Japanese animation they tried to force on us over here, and it just didn't work.
Yeah.
At least in my opinion.
I tried watching it. And it's where the humans really started to grate on me. Like, look, I get it. Spike and Sparkplug and Daniel and all that aren't the greatest human characters in Generation 1. But they're not as bad as Kicker or whomever else is in the Unicron thing, because I don't know, maybe I need to revisit that at some point, because it just felt weird to me. It did not feel like Transformers. I don't know what they were thinking. I don't know what, and I really wasn't, and this kind of ties into the next question. I really wasn't, like, I was completely out of it. Like, I remember back in, I never saw the ending of G1. I never saw Rebirth as a kid. Well, I did see it as a kid, but I didn't see it on television. It was a few years later where they had the VHS tape of the three episodes. And I'm like, wait, what is this? I thought it was a sequel to the movie at the time, because there was, I believe, I could be wrong. Most likely I'm wrong, but there was one or two or three VHS tapes with each part on it, or might have just been one. And yeah, so the next question, over your lifetime, as you got older, did your interest in the Transformers franchise grow stronger or get weaker? The reason why I say it ties into what I just said is because there are times in my life where I had not been, like, I was completely out of the franchise. So what is your experience with that?
Mine has just grown stronger over the years. I mean, when I first got out of G1, that's when, you know, you're in high school and you're after the girls and toys aren't a cool thing. And then once I started collecting, I just never stopped. Now, granted, I didn't like a lot of the cartoon series that came out, but the toys that always came out was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Was there ever a moment, and I can probably just answer for you, but was there ever a moment in your life when you were just done with all things Transformers? Just, nope. I'm out.
Yeah, right after I graduated. Graduated in 91, and Beast Wars brought me back in 96.
There's one of the Transformers right now. Just wait until Astro Train shows up. He tends to show up around this time of night out here. Oh, boy. You're a sensible guy, so I don't think that this is – I know what this is going to be, but I ask this because it just seems like everybody wants to shout louder. But with the internet giving birth to the fans and all of us having a voice about what we like or don't like about Transformers, do you find that your voice gets lost in the shuffle, or do you just shout louder?
Well, I lucked out, and my voice kind of found a footing. Because, you know, I started my Transformers YouTube channel. And, of course, there's thousands of Transformer YouTube channels. And I was lucky enough where mine took off. I mean, I just celebrated year number 4 and I'm already over 10,500 subscribers.
Awesome. And that is so cool.
You know, I've got to meet so many great people doing this. I mean, I went to TFCon with Rodimus Primal, Bert the Stormtrooper, Kato, Deluxe Baldwin. I mean, we've all become real good friends. And we even had a panel that kicked off TFCon.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I just, you know, it's just unreal to me. I mean, that's a franchise that I've loved since I was a kid. And now this year, 2021, at the ripe old age of 48, I'm kicking off TFCon. I mean, how cool is that? By doing a YouTube channel that was started by a dare.
What was the dare?
Well, four years ago, I worked a casino security job with a bunch of other guys. We were all ex-law enforcement, ex-military. And so when you have a night off, you're up all night. You don't sleep during the day, or you don't sleep at night.
Yeah,
so you sleep during the day. Playing PlayStation.
Okay.
And we were playing games like Rainbow Six, you know, tactical shooters. And one of the guys was like, hey, we ought to play online and do a Twitch channel. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, what the hell's Twitch? And he explained it. And I was like, man, I am not that good with online games to post my ass getting shot for the world to see. And he says, well, you could do a YouTube channel and tie it into Twitch. And I was like, well, what am I going to talk about on YouTube? He's like, well, you like them Transformer things. Talk about them. So
there we go. Very cool. Now, I have to ask, since you brought this up, you know, on your nights off, you would play the shooting games. As a former military person, as a veteran, doesn't that trigger you at all? Like, doesn't that – I mean, I'm not trying to go so deep, but I'm just like – it's. I'm curious about it because my uncle was a CB in the Navy back in the day.
Now, that didn't. When I first got back from Iraq and I'd play I forget which Call of Duty it was, but mm-hmm. there was one level where you were in Iraq. And when I played that level, I was like, holy shit, I am back.
Mm-hmm.
But I never really dealt with that much. I mean, my first year back home was kind of rough. You know, I couldn't shut my eyes without being back there. Mm-hmm. But now it's no problem whatsoever. Of course, I don't play the tactical. I don't play hardly anything anymore.
You're too busy with that, you know, 10,000 subscriber Transformers channel. True.
Every spare moment I have, I'm up here filming something.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, I'm not trying to get, you know, too deep into your life, but that's the whole point of why I do, whether it's Transformers, whether it's comics. I have another one that you can be on if you want to be on it. All about toy collecting in general. We have 42 questions about toy collecting. Ooh. But the reason why, you know, I ask that is because I just assume that most veterans who have seen real combat would not go towards tactical shooters because I thought it would have been I hate this word. I really hate it. I thought it would have been a trigger. I thought it would have, you know, like you just said, would have put you back there, put you back in that moment and whatever. So
When you're playing tactical shooters where you're like a SWAT team, it's a lot different what I was when I was, you know, boots on the ground in Iraq. So it never.
Right. Okay. You know, we got to get the stories over here at the Geekcast Radio Network. So, you know, we got to ask the hard questions sometimes. What is your personal Transformers anthem song? Examples are, and they does Aaron. Not have to. Wow. Okay.
That's my all-time favorite Transformers song.
My favorite part.
That one in the season two opening of the show. I like that one better than season one.
Yeah. Now, it's funny because I love Dare as well because I personally believe that The Touch is Optimus's theme and Dare is Hot Rod / Rodimus's theme. Now, what I love most about Dare is the instrumental section where the song breaks up, where Stan stops singing, and it's just all the – oh, I love that. I love that.
Vince DiCola takes over.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. You can win if you dare.
We'll be right back.
How often do you go back and rewatch any of the Transformers cartoons?
Well, I just recently rewatched the movie not too long ago. And as far as the cartoons, every now and then, I have a 7-year-old son. You know, he's downstairs sitting. I'll try to pop on one. He don't care. He's all about Minecraft and what's the new one he's playing? Among Us?
I have no idea.
No, I don't either. I mean, it's funny. You have a son. You're like, man, I can't wait to go toy hunting with him and doing this mm-hmm. and doing that. His ass is on the Switch all the time.
Back in my day, Switch meant something completely different.
Yes, it did. You got to pick your own.
Yeah, you just, you know, your dad or your uncle or your grandfather or whatever puts three things out, make a choice. We all love Transformers comics. Which incarnation do you love and why?
Oh, I really loved when Dreamwave took over. I like the dark themes because I think mm-hmm. that was the first comic where you actually seen Megatron like kill people.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, that got defunct, but they're the ones that brought Transformers back into the forefront. Now, of course, right. my main one is G1 for sure. But then when IDW came out, I liked IDW at first.
Okay.
When they, I guess, all the comics that led up into the giant climactic battle that pretty much ended the series until they branched off into the two different ones. And then they just got weird and political. And I'm like, I'm done. I want to read about robots killing each other. I don't want no politics, please.
I mean, yes, there are political commentaries in Robots in Disguise and More Than Meets the Eye. The way it was described to me was Robots in Disguise is society on Cybertron and how it's changing, and More Than Meets the Eye is the space adventure in space.
Now, that one I like, but the problem was you couldn't read one or the other. They started blending together. Had to go and buy this comic, then you had to buy this comic just to keep following that same story.
This is why I don't do single issues anymore. This is why I wait for the trades because
that's what I started doing.
Yeah, because especially with IDW, if you wait for the hardcover collections, the IDW collections.
That's what I have. I got all of the first wave hardcovers. I was getting the others and they just got too expensive. And I thought, you know what? I'm good with the initial story.
Yeah. I love IDW for their IDW collections because those IDW collections are collected in story order. So like you were saying, you would have like issues 1 through 5 of Robots in Disguise and then issues 1 through 5 of More Than Meets the Eye or whatever. And then you'd have like a couple of one-shots sprinkled in there. Well, the one-shots and all that stuff is all put into the right order kind of thing. Now, I've seen through some of your videos. I don't think I've seen your whole toy room, but I've seen most of it for what you show on the screen. But how big is your Transformers toy collection?
I have an office upstairs. It's a bedroom that I converted. And mm-hmm. I've got shelves that just wrap around the entire room, floor to ceiling.
Very cool.
Transformers. I've got started collecting the Masters of the Universe Origins. The room used to be split between Transformers and Star Wars, and then I just got bored with Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. This is where where more Funko love is going to come in, folks, because how do you feel about non-transforming Transformers?
I feel like they're still Transformers. I've got plenty that transform, but if I see a good figure of a character that I like that is a Transformer, when he's on my shelf, he's in robot mode anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't bother me a bit.
As a parent, how many Transformers does your son have?
Hundreds. Does he play with them? No.
Okay. The reason why I'm framing it as a parent is because I'm curious about this.
Because when I first found out I was having a son, I bought him an entire Rescue Bots collection.
Very cool.
He played with those a little bit, and then he got into Imaginext, and then it was like these G.I. Joe, the Walmart G.I. Joe knockoff figures, mm-hmm. and now it's Minecraft.
Mm. The reason why I'm saying this is because I'm curious. How do you feel about Hasbro packaging the toys for purchase in robot mode, because as a kid, I was like, ooh, I get to transform this giant truck into this giant robot. Whereas nowadays, I think, because I don't have kids. I'm not having kids. It's not a whatever. But
that's like, what I said, and then I turned 40 and got a surprise.
Yes, well. Yeah, no. There's just – we have separate beds at this point. But anyway, so back to the question of how do you feel about Hasbro using the robot modes as the packaging now instead of the alt modes?
I hate it.
Yeah.
I think it kind of ruins it. I mean, they're robots in disguise. Mm-hmm. When we grew up in G1, you had the alt mode. Okay, here's a cool car. And then you had that fantastic airbrush artwork. Okay, there it's the robot. And then that carried over through all the generations, even Beast Wars, even animated, Robots in Disguise, Armada. And I think it finally changed. Was it? I remember the classics. Classics still had them in vehicle mode.
Yep.
It was either Titans. What were they? Trying to think the order they came in. Titans Return, Combiner Wars, Prime Wars. So maybe it was Titans Return.
Yeah.
And I just thought, like, well, this sucks. There's the robot. I want to see what it turns into.
Yeah.
And of course, it takes the fun out of it, too. As a reviewer, for the longest time, I always started in vehicle mode. But then so many people were like, well, you need to start from robot mode so we can see how it transforms the vehicle mode. So, yeah, I tried to do what my fans like. But, yeah, I hate it. It kind of ruins some of the surprise.
Well, see, that's why at least a lot of the YouTube reviewers I used to watch, because I don't watch many of them anymore. I mean, I watch your stuff and I watch some other people's stuff, but I don't watch YouTube Transformers reviewers for the transformations, because my collection is solely Funko. I do not have any actual transform. Like, do I want that damn
Rodimus?
No, yes, him, but that's reformatted Galvatron. Hell yes, I want that. Hell yes, I want the covert agent Ravage. But my collection is Funko. I am not, like, the only non-Funko things I have right now are the Knight Rider Hot Wheels car that came out recently and a 3D printed Grogu baby Yoda thing my buddy made for me.
I didn't know Knight Rider had a Hot Wheels car. I've got their
Jada car.
I got Knight Rider in a car.
Yep. Yeah, you got kit and car. Yeah, this one just came out, I think.
You're talking about collections. I forgot to mention, I also got a nice NECA collection.
Oh, I've very cool.
Terminators, Predators, and Jasons.
Very cool, very cool. Let's go! Okay, so everybody is safe. The wife, the kids, all of that, the pets. Nothing is going to happen to you or them. But the house is burning down. What is the one Transformers toy you could never part with ever? What's the one thing you'd run in to save?
MP01 Optimus Prime. My wife bought him for me while I was in Iraq.
Awesome. Very cool.
He was actually the mascot of my channel for a long time. I took a picture of him holding a little American flag.
Oh, very cool. That's awesome. What is the most money you spent on a Transformers toy or a toy item? So, you know, it doesn't necessarily.
Right now, it's still peaked at $350.
Really?
And that was for that reissue Fortress Maximus that came out a few years ago.
Oh, wow. Man, that's. Because
I thought I was never going to get one of those, and then they reissued it, and I'm like, yes, I am.
Yep. Absolutely. Do you have a my parents got rid of my toys story?
No, my dumbass got rid of my toys. I traded my entire Transformer collection back in the day for a Super Nintendo.
See, I didn't have – well, I mean, this only – the reason why I asked that question is because at 6 years old, my dad said I was too old for toys, and he sold all of my – Masters of the Universe villains that I had at his house for some odd reason. And I know the listeners are tired of me telling the story, but since I usually don't preamble with my guests too much, I usually end up telling this every episode. For some odd reason, I kept the Heroic Warriors at my mom's house where I lived most of the time. And I kept the Evil Warriors at my dad's house where I was only there maybe two or three times a week or so. Anyway, if you could voice any Transformers character, who would it be and why?
That's a good one. I would say probably somebody like Brawl, because military guy. I was actually in artillery, but unfortunately there is no howitzer Transformers, and that's what we use. So the closest we got is the tanks. And to this day, we really don't have any howitzer Transformers. That needs a change.
Yes, yes, it does. Hasbro, if you're listening, please don't sue us. Who is your favorite Transformers actor or voice actor?
David Kay.
Yes. Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
He was supposed to be at TFCon, then something happened. I got to meet Gary Chalk instead, but man, I was wanting to meet David Kay.
Yeah, I remember TFCon Baltimore 2021 this year. It was supposed to be David Kay, Gary Chalk, and Venus Turzo. And some other channel, I forget what channel it was, but they put up the opening where Gary is singing Happy Birthday to Venus. So good. Okay, so this can't be anything that's already released. What is your dream masterpiece figure that they haven't done yet?
Have they done a Blitzwing yet? Because I don't collect Masterpiece.
Probably. I don't know.
I don't know. I've always liked Blitzwing. He's my favorite triple changer.
Very cool.
I would say Overlord, too, but I've got the double evil version of him. He's amazing.
Very awesome. Where do you land on the Rumble is blue, Frenzy is red, or Rumble is red, Frenzy is blue debate?
Oh, that's easy. Rumble's blue.
That's right. I always say what the cartoon says, Rumble is purple and Frenzy is black.
Or Marvel Comics, they could never make up their mind.
That's true. If you could create any Transformers fiction, toy, cartoon, comic, etc., what would it be and what story would you want to tell with it?
I would love to do one, and it has to have a toy line to go with it. Transformers Apocalypse. The Transformers land on Earth after the nuclear war, and all the vehicles and Transformers turn into Mad Max-type vehicles, and they have to help the humans survive while the Decepticons are plundering the planet for whatever riches and resources are left.
Interesting. Very cool. All right, last question. What is one piece of advice that you'd give the Transformers fandom and collectors in general?
Don't worry about the size of your collection compared to others. We all start somewhere.
Absolutely. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. You're going to hear some ads and some other stuff. We're going to come back to close the show after this.
What was that universal greeting again? Never mind, I remember.
Ba-weep, Grana. Weep, Ninny-bong.
Hey, guys, it's Rodimus Primal, and be sure to check out my YouTube channel. Join me as I have Transformers discussions, retrospectives, toy reviews, and more. You can also follow me on Twitter at Rodimus Primal, as well as Facebook and Instagram at Rodimus Primal Show. Transform and roll out, and be sure to check out my content till all are one.
Last big party of the summer, folks. Let's go out with a bang.
The Powers of Grayskull series has covered every episode of all of the Masters of the Universe cartoons except for two. Join Optimus Solo and TFG and Mike as they tell tales of Eternia, discover the myths of Etheria, become Masters in Space, evolve into the Masters of Grayskull, and finally reveal the revelation of Masters of the Universe. We'll also be finding out the origins of how guests got into or out of watching the Masters of the Universe cartoons, and so much more. You can find the podcast at geekcastradio.com and any podcatching client you choose to use. By the power and for the honor of Grayskull, we all have the power.
He-Man! Always He-Man!
DeCian, the superhero webcomic. DeCian's got superhero antics and sexy girls.
for action, comedy, mayhem, and more. Read it now at DASIEN.com. DASIEN.com.
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The GeekCast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news, play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series, where we review noted directors' movies film by film.
Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or GeekCastRadio.com.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk.
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Car. Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
Discover a world of vintage and modern toys that's more than meets the eye with the Triple Takeover Toycast.
Hosted by toy writers and photographers Toybox Soapbox, 6-0, and TF Square One, this informal and chilled out series of discussions cover everything from vintage Transformers to Mask, Diaclone, Microman, and more, be it nostalgic or current.
Whether you're a seasoned collector or a casual robot enthusiast, all are welcome.
Triple Takeover Toycast.
All right, folks, we are back here on All Things Transformers talking with Patriot Prime. We got his origin story. He is very much in the camp of G1. Did you have a favorite animated version of a G1 character?
Animated, like the animated show or like the cartoon
version? Yeah. No. The 2008 show, the cartoon, the 2008 cartoon show.
I loved their version of Megatron. And yeah, I wish that they would make a Generation 1 style of that Megatron, the dual-bladed helicopter, like the Osprey, because like what they did with Barricade, because Barricade was Bay versus Barricade, and then they tweaked him with Siege and Earthrise into a G1 style. And I would love to see Megatron like that, because I've got dozens and dozens of Megatron tanks and guns and T-Rexes. Don't have that many Megatron helicopters.
Nope. No, we don't.
At long last, I serve you, my liege, under my true colors.
Rise, Shockwave, my most loyal servant.
Would you like to pimp out your YouTube channel for us before I run through the closing?
By all means, I am just celebrated my fourth year on YouTube, 10,550-some subscribers, I believe. Come check my channel out. I think you'll enjoy it. I like to review the new modern figures. Love reviewing G1. When I review a G1 figure, I also give a history of the figure as well, both in G1 comics and in the show. I'm sponsored by ToyHacks.com. So I do a lot of Toy Hacks reviews. Actually, right now I am Toy Hacksing up the Studio Series 86 Slag. So come check me out. I really think you're going to enjoy what you see. A lot of folks tell me the main reason they like my channel is not for the figures. They like watching me. So that really stuck with me. I try to do good by all my viewers and not only make it an educational video for the Transformer figure, but I want to entertain you as well.
Absolutely. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us here on All Things Transformers. If you'd like to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show, there are several ways to do so. Visit the website geekcastradio.com, where you can listen to and comment on all of our content. Send an email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. Here are all the ways you can listen to us nowadays. Apple and Google Podcasts, leave us reviews, please. Spotify and any other podcatching client you choose to use. Follow us on Twitter at GeekCastRadio is for the network, at AllThingsTFV3 is for the show. I am at TFG on Mike, and sadly, Patriot Prime is not on Twitter.
Nope, will not be on
Twitter. Really? Okay. I thought I could convince him, folks, but I guess not. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. You can also check me out over there, TFG2Mike on Facebook for my fan page and Patriot Prime reviews for his. For now, I am TFG on Mike with
Patriot Prime Reviews.
We hope you'll transform and transcend with us next time on All Things Transformers. Da-na-na-na-na. Follow us on Twitter at Geekcast Radio is for the show, at All Things TFV3. No, let me do that again. Follow us on... I usually don't screw this up, but I screwed it up tonight, didn't I?
Well, that's just prime. Yeah.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.